Nancy Pelosi is Iowa-bound amid ongoing Democrat impeachment efforts. By Hannah Blow on October 8, 2019. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, is expected to head to Iowa ahead of the February 3 caucuses to speak at an event hosted by the Polk County Democrats, according to the Des Moines Register. Pelosi is expected to be the honored guest of the Polk County Democrats, speaking at an October 26 event titled A Conversation with Speaker Pelosi at Drake University. Her participation comes in the wake of her party's ongoing impeachment efforts. "We are proud to welcome the highest-ranking Democrat and the most powerful woman in American political history back to Polk County," Polk County Democrats Chair Sean Bagniewski said in a statement. As the Des Moines Register noted, Pelosi also spoke to the Polk County Democrats ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. At the time, she told her fellow party members to focus on cohesive messaging and communication in order to take back the House. "Speaker Pelosi joined us last year to talk about her bold plans to take back the House," Bagniewski continued. "With Iowa's 3 out of 4 U.S. House seats now held by Democrats, she'll be here to talk about how we can expand on Democratic victories in the Midwest," he added. Pelosi's visit comes in the wake of her party's impeachment inquiry, which remains widely unpopular in key congressional districts, internal polling suggests. Republican leaders were recently briefed on the Public Opinion Strategy's internal poll, taken for the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, and Team McCarthy. It found the majority of voters, 59%, do not view President Trump's conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as an impeachable offense. As Breitbart News reported, the poll shows the majority, 59%, do not view the conversation as an impeachable offense, while 37% view it as impeachable. While opinions on impeachment are largely divided on party lines, the majority of independents, 57%, do not view the conversation itself as impeachable. The survey spelled trouble for Democrats who hold seats in Trump won districts. The vast majority, 62%, considered the conversation between the two leaders was appropriate. Only 33% considered it impeachable. Furthermore, Republican candidates in Trump districts represented by Democrats hold a double-digit advantage over impeachment-supporting Democrats. The memo concluded, "Voters clearly believe impeachment is sidetracking the country and Congress, will keep Congress from getting anything else done, and cause even deeper partisan divisions in the country."